This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's parliament is reacting to the civil unrest in Basra by calling an emergency meeting. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott has more.
Unrest mounted in Iraq's Basra overnight as protesters stormed the Iranian consulate on Friday, chanting, "Iran, get out." Demonstrators broke in and began damaging offices and ransacked and set alight government buildings in mounting anger of what many Iraqis perceive as Iran's sway of the country's political parties. It was a calmer scene on Saturday morning, despite Iraqi security sources saying three rockets had hit Basra's airport. But an official denied those reports, saying there was no disruption.
That's Reuters' Rosanna Philpott. Iran has executed three Iranian Kurdish activists who have been operating in that country. The Iran Human Rights Group is condemning those executions. The Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei, must be held accountable, it says. In a video message recorded on Friday and sent exclusively to VOA's Persian service, the mother of one of the jailed men and a brother of the other issued a joint appeal to the international community to stop Iran from carrying out the imminent executions of all three men. 11 people were killed Saturday in an aerial attack by Iranian forces on the headquarters of the Iranian opposition Kurdish Democratic Party in a refugee camp in Iraqi town of Koya. The director of the city's hospital confirmed the attack and the casualties. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would make it easier for the federal government to deport immigrants who have committed violent crimes. The legislation clarifies what constitutes a violent crime, addressing an issue, a previous law that the Supreme Court ruled this year was too vague. Previous law required the government to deport a non-citizen who had engaged in a crime of violence. This is VOA News. China's trade surplus with the United States reached a record $31 billion in August. That's despite hefty tariffs recently imposed on Chinese goods. The news of the surplus came just hours after U.S. President Trump threatened to impose another $267 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports, which would cover virtually all the goods China imports to the United States. The potential tariffs would come on top of punitive levies on $50 billion in Chinese goods already in place, as well as another $200 billion that Mr. Trump says could take place very soon. He told reporters traveling with him to Fargo, North Dakota. Behind that, there's another $267 billion ready to go on short notice if I want. Such a move would subject virtually all U.S. imports from China to new duties. The U.S. Trade Representative's office received nearly 6,000 comments during 7 days of public hearings on the proposal, and the Trump administration's argued the tariffs on Chinese goods would force China to trade on more favorable terms with the United States. Former U.S. President Barack Obama, who has maintained a low public profile since leaving office, has entered the midterm election battle with this simple message.
A glance at recent headlines should tell you that this moment really is different. The stakes really are higher. The consequences of any of us sitting on the sidelines are more dire.
Mr. Obama said everyone must vote in November because democracy depends on it. President Trump was dismissive of President Obama's speech by comparing his economic accomplishments with those of the former president.
I have to say this to President Obama, and it wasn't him, but would have been the same thing. If the Democrats got in with their agenda in November of almost 2 years ago, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be in negative numbers. We were heading south.
The midterm election will be November 6th and is widely seen as a referendum on the Trump presidency. George Papadopoulos, the Trump campaign advisor who triggered the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 14 days in prison Friday by a judge who said he had placed his own interests above those of the country. Thomas Breen is his lawyer.
I think it is really stupid to lie to the FBI, especially when you don't need to speak to them. So I think most people who would read about this sentence would begin to educate themselves that they don't want to do 14 days because they lied to the FBI. I think it does send a message.
Papadopoulos is the first Trump campaign aide sentenced in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing Russia investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.